In the lesson of this.
First of all, I'm very happy we are in contact. The topic is, I think you've heard and understood, is important, the most important, because this is the center of all our work, all our exertion, the results we wish to receive from our work, from our lives in general. Everything eventually boils down in practice to what we're learning now, meaning our work in exertion and overcoming. That's simply overcoming, rather, when we connect to the Creator on top of the disturbances that He Himself is sending. So each and every one needs to see in each and every moment how these disturbances are actually guiding him, each and every one, in such a way that he feels the manner, the intensity of all these disturbances being help against him. And although we are reading about these disturbances, the evil inclination, we call it the evil inclination, but we call it so because this is how it appears to us. But in truth, without it, it's impossible. It's an angel, meaning a force the Creator had created especially. And other than that, he didn't need to create anything. Simply something that would be against him and would show a person, would show man his state compared to adhesion with the Creator, which is the goal. In other words, the evil inclination, if we relate to it correctly, as to the evil inclination, then in effect we can aim ourselves to the goal with its help, to the purpose of creation, to the Creator, all the way till the end of correction. Meaning, who's helping us to come out of Egypt? It's Pharaoh, as it's written, who helped us to escape Egypt? Pharaoh, who directed us to our Father in the heaven? Pharaoh. We read such verses on it, and here we need to understand it more and more, not only understand, but to locate them, feel them, so that we'll be able to work with them. Therefore, it's good if over time, each and every moment, we'll try to be in our lives, and together with that, in parallel, above it, to think that this life does not disconnect us from the Creator, that they are sent by the upper force, so that on top of all these disturbances, we would form a connection with the Creator, such that each and every disturbance will show us how much and where are we not connected to the Creator, not in adhesion with Him. So we would therefore be happy each and every moment that we have an opportunity, a greater and greater opportunity to adhere to Him more, to come closer to the upper force, all the way to the complete adhesion. This is our, the end of our correction. And that's everything, really. So, these verses that we are that we have gathered here for this lesson to advance by overcoming. They are the most important verses, and later we will see, we'll begin to read the Zohar and other things, and then we'll begin to understand that all the wisdom of Kabbalah speaks only of that and nothing more. How do we come to adhesion with the Creator, with all the disturbances, with the help of the disturbances? That's why it's called help against. Although it's against, but in this way it helps. That's what's written about the evil inclination. So, and that's how we'll advance. And if you have any questions, please ask them. Our work is, in essence, only to persist in it. And here we come to the conditions of each shall help his friend. We have to strengthen one another, support one another, not to let anyone fall into the disturbance and live only in the disturbance disconnected from its source. Rather, we should always locate the everything that we feel that is going through us, that is connected to the Creator, and it's coming from Him. And through this connection with Him, each time more and more in different ways, different styles, according to what the disturbance dictates. In this way, we need to see that they are not disturbances and not preventions, but on the contrary, the way he writes here, all the preventions in the work, as we read such an excerpt, that it's really moving closer and advancing the way the Creator arranges it. Okay, that's what I can add to this excerpt, to this lesson. I highly recommend that you go over these verses again and again. This way we will know better what's going on with us and what way are we organized. We'll begin to see our lives in such a way that we're all going through these disturbances only in order to adhere to the Creator. There's nothing more. It's that opposite force the Creator created in the shattering of Adam HaRishon, and the force that is for, that we're asking the Creator through the friends. We have a prayer of many that helps here, only that. And then we try to locate in each and every state the reason behind it, which was that it was sent from the Creator. And as a result, in each and every state, to bring about the creation of the upper force that will help us grasp that state properly as a disturbance. And this disturbance brings us closer to the Creator, whom we need more and more. And we, by that, we are turning the darkness to light and bitter to sweet. And that's how we advance. And here, it's very important for us. Each will help his friend. We have examples from the friends. We have the strengthening of the friends, the atmosphere, the corporeal and spiritual atmosphere. And that's how we advance.
Buongiorno Rav. Un aiuto si intende normalmente qualche cosa che facilita. Come ci possiamo sentire facilitati in questo? Anziché
we mean something that makes things easier. How can we feel that it becomes easier rather than feeling greater heaviness all the time?
First of all, if you hear that it's coming from the Creator, then you need to write it down before you. What I feel, what I think, meaning in my brain and my heart, there's only two sources, brain and heart. So what I feel in my heart and what I think in my brain, in my head, comes from the Creator. There is none else besides Him.
No.
And what I feel, does it bring me closer to the Creator? Let's say He reminds me of my state, and the state I'm in, and He determines, or perhaps He's rejecting me. And so there are two forces. It's like a dance. One time he takes a step towards me, and the next moment I need to take a step towards him. And in this way we come closer, we understand more, we connect more with one another. I have a great deal of work here with the group, because by being in contact with the Creator through the group, I begin to close here all the whole world, all the conditions, the entire system of Adam HaRishon, which is deliberately built this way. There's nothing in it that was created just for nothing. There are no disturbances, no preventions, no inhibitions. Rather, everything is constructed in such a way that I will put together this Lego, this puzzle, this shape into the correct form of the system of Adam HaRishon. 10 complete sefirot, and there's nothing other than that in creation.
So, בסדר?
Okay.
Latin 11.
Buenos días, Rav. Es un privilegio para nosotros escuchar sus respuestas.
It's a privilege for us to hear your answers and to implement them. We feel that when there are disturbances, the first thing to disappear is the joy. How can we overcome states with joy then?
When we begin to do this spiritual work, it's not from the first day we started to study the wisdom of Kabbalah. Rather, when we truly begin to apply the wisdom of Kabbalah, which happens through the concealments, rejections from the Creator, then we certainly feel all kinds of forces that are not quite beneficial towards our ego. So if we are immersed only in the egoistic forces, then it turns out that we're not content, and our lives become something not as we had thought of before. That it will be some adventure, like little kid who walks into a toy store or a candy store, and everything is nice and good according to the qualities that exist in him. Instead, the Creator wants us to come to a state where the state of Adam Rishon, meaning the spiritual system that's connected to him, where we become partners with him. To become partners with the Creator in creation is not simple. We have to learn his nature, his character. His character, his nature is the good who does good, and we need to get to know his nature, and also to cleave unto him in this way, that each time we will do something in order to highlight more and more the good who does good in our upper partner. And this is the work.
Buongiorno Rav. Perché il Bore aumenta giorno per giorno queste separazioni, questi rifiuti?
Why does the Creator increase the separation and distance each day? What's the purpose of it?
He doesn't do it on purpose, rather it all comes from, or stems from one thing, the thought of creation. There's nothing else that can determine all of our actions, all the instances we're going through. It's all the thought of creation, to do good to his creations by bringing us to the state of complete disconnection all the way to the state of connection, complete adhesion. There's nothing along the way that doesn't come to us, or rather that comes to us from some other cause and other reason. Everything is aimed at the purpose of creation, the complete adhesion, and we need to understand that there's nothing else besides him, and that's what he does. And therefore, we need to respond and react in such a way on our part as well, meaning in each and every moment to be connected with the purpose of creation, with adhesion, and to try each time to locate it, to spot it, and to implement it as much as possible according to the data we have at each given moment.
Buen día, Rab. Pregunta mi amigo César. ¿Cómo me convenzo que estos impedimentos?
A question from our friend César.
¿Psicológico es algo que hace la decena o es algo que hace la luz que reforma?
How can we feel that it's truly a correction? Is it something psychological? Is it something that's done through the ten, or is it simply that the light gives it to you, this feeling?
אם אנחנו כולנו חושבים,
if we all think, we'll understand, we'll feel, we'll imagine that this comes to us from the upper force and there's nothing besides him, then we have no more difficulties. We understand we are in contact with the Creator. In that case, the main thing is the difficulty. The main difficulty is not to disconnect ourselves from him. And here, a person cannot do it alone. He cannot hold himself.
Lo itnatek, ele chayvim kan liyot.
and in a state of connection, not to disconnect. Rather, there have to be other friends there who think like him and they try to be like him, and that's how they advance. And without this support from the environment, it won't happen. Because the environment is that system that man disconnected from during the sin of the tree of knowledge. The Creator created a complete, a whole system, then broke it, shattered it. This is called the sin of the tree of knowledge. And then that desire that he created, that desire divided into many parts, many created beings, and they need to unify themselves back. That's the correction. Hence, if we understand this system, this picture, we think about it more and more, think about it more. If you have questions, write them down, then you can ask, we'll scrutinize it. But this is, in fact, our work, our true place, where, the place where that we imagine more and more, and that's how we apply and implement the connection until the end of correction. From that, we'll see how it influences our entire lives, our personal lives, in our group life and the world and the universe, all the worlds later, they'll open up, meaning those systems that influence us from above, and how we influence them, these systems from below. That's how we'll advance.
Доброе утро, учитель, товарищи. Вот.
Good morning, teacher. Good morning, friends. Adhering to the group and tolerating the disturbance, waiting for the situation to change, is that working overcoming too, or can you still yearn for more active activities?
We have the story about Rabbi Akiva, who was in a on a boat. The boat broke and everyone drowned, except for him. He survived. And when they asked him, how did you survive? He said, I grabbed a big plank that was left from the boat. I sat on it. And each time a wave came, I would lower my head. And the wave would wash over me. And that's how I ended up getting to shore. Why do our sages tell us about it? Because they want to tell us that in this way, we can, in fact, go through all the stages of the correction. We need to accept that anything that comes from the Creator. We have no strength to deal with or overcome what's coming. Rather, anything and everything that comes to us is there only so we would agree with what the Creator had arranged.
And
in this agreement, we get to the next degree, which is connection, even adhesion. And that's indeed the purpose of creation. So, subjugation, then agreement, then later adhesion. There are other stages, but those are really...
А вода бе афраот и а вода Rav Gavanit.
The work with the disturbances is a multi-faceted, multi-layered work on several degrees. It all depends on the coarseness through which these disturbances appear to a person. Show a Shalef Bet Gimel Dalet.
Adam.
Or 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. There are such disturbances that a person doesn't know, he doesn't understand them, he doesn't feel them. There are other disturbances that a person begins to feel, but doesn't ascribe any importance to them. And there are those disturbances that, from which a person suffers, they interfere with his life, they stand between him and the Creator. And therefore, he must remove them. And there are those kinds of disturbances where he doesn't simply remove them. He understands that these disturbances come from the Creator, not so that he would remove them, but so he would transform them, transmute them into connection with the Creator. It all depends on Shosh Aleph, Bet Gimel Dalet, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, the degrees of coarseness by which a person describes how much he's able to work with the disturbances, and then it is not a disturbance, although it looks like a disturbance, but the world is called Olam from the world concealment. But consequently, it's not really a disturbance, rather it's for me to change my attitude towards it, so that instead of the negative, I'll see the positive. And that, in this way, I will locate the Creator more correctly. That's how I'll detect him. Because there's no evil in the world, rather, all the evil exists in my brain and my heart. The egoistic desire gets in my way, preventing me from correctly locating the Creator. But the moment I understand it, the moment I begin to twist my nature correctly, I see that it's not evil, rather it's help against me. It's built this way on purpose, so I would work to locate the Creator, all his manifestations, so I'll be able to know him. Otherwise, what will I see? The upper light filling all of reality? Simple light, upper light filling all of reality. So therefore, we must respect those disturbances and work on them correctly. To walk, to advance in overcoming. And here we begin to see that our evil inclination, ego, is not so evil after all. We have a saying, who is a hero, one who conquers his desire. And the hero of heroes is the one who makes his enemy into his lover. Meaning specifically, the evil inclination is not so evil, rather
Sirab. Come possiamo trasmettere agli amici che il disturbo è l'occasione per crescere?
How can we convey to the friends
il creatore è sempre con noi?
The disturbance and take it as an opportunity for the ten to grow and for the creator to be content?
We're not taking any disturbances from the friends. We only help, support one another in order to overcome these disturbances and rise above them more and more. We don't erase the disturbances. No, on the contrary. We also see it from our lives. The more we grow and advance in life, the disturbances, even in our corporeal life, pressure us more and more. The purpose of creation, the purpose of life, is not to remove the disturbances. No, on the contrary, we need to arrange them and corresponding to each and every disturbance, we need to rise towards connection, and then we'll understand that this disturbance works properly.
Where is the Creator's answer? Where is the Creator's answer?
The answer of the Creator is revealed when you connect darkness and light, separation and connection, disturbance and assistance. And when you connect all of it together, then you see, you attain the essence of the Creator who thought about everything in advance. And by arranging such states for you, you see how much he was thinking of you, and only of you. In his desire to build a creature, he wanted a creature that would be like him. And that's how we learn about all of his actions. The end of the act is in the initial thought. In the beginning of his actions come from how he sees man as similar to him in everything. Because there's no other state, more exalted state than...
Good morning, Rav. My friend is asking, do all these obstacles come for us to surrender to him and only demand from him?
Yes, but what does it mean to surrender or to yield to him? The Creator doesn't need it. He wants strong people. He wants people, great people, mature. Not that we would surrender and be zeros before him. We see that sometimes they write in this way too. But that's not the goal. The goal is for us to be partners, to be equal. That man and the Creator will truly be as two forms that complement one another. There's no Creator without a created being, and there's no created being without the Creator. So we have to see all the souls as connected together and arriving at a state where they are all adhered to the Creator. Ita 4.
Rav, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Rav,
buongiorno.
Ho ascoltato tutto quello che è stato detto sui disturbi.
I listened to everything that was said about disturbances, but I see that
ma in realtà
I ascribe the disturbance to there's no one besides him, but my nature makes me experience it as if I live before an enemy. But this disturbance should actually serve everyone. So I'm asking, what is the missing information? What's the missing sense I have to add so that I will see not disturbances, but joyful a thing that comes from the Creator that makes me advance and develop.
Your whole situation comes to you from the Creator so that you would try to put together this entire puzzle called life with all of humanity, with all the still vegetative inanimate, in the whole of the universe before you, everything. So you will try to connect it all into a network, a singular force called the Creator. And you want only one thing, for this network to function completely, and nothing will be obstructing from revealing the force of unity. And that's it. So it is all clarified in the thought. And it's all through your, it all depends on your relation, your attitude, your approach. And then you will see that no one in the world besides you is doing this work, but only you. That doesn't stop them from being servants of the Creator and doing the work. But basically, it all depends on you.
Dear my question from my 10. What kind of thinking should we have in our faith in order to stay on the path and not fall into despair when the obstacles come?
The biggest disturbance is when it's difficult for me to constantly feel myself connected to the Ten and operating out of the Ten, from within the Ten. This is the biggest disturbance. The rest of the disturbances don't pertain to the human level, but to the still vegetative and animate levels in me. But my connection with the friends is the most difficult connection. And the greater the soul is in a person, the more this connection is difficult for him. And it takes a long time for a person to really exert in every way possible and come, and he comes to a state where he begins to work on the connection within the Ten with the Creator. Yes. Okay. Kazakhstan.
Thank you, Rav.
Yesterday I heard that the true overcoming of the disturbances happens easily. You just need to place yourself under the influence of the light. Can you tell us how to do it in a more detailed way?
Can.
Yeah. You need to constantly direct yourself to the reforming light, so that every thing that I detect, feel, discover as a disturbance, the main disturbance is in the connection with the friends. So that out of this connection, I have to discover the Creator. It's like having I don't know if there are these examples today, but in the past there was, they would develop the photographs on the photographic paper. So it would gradually emerge kind of out of the mist. Let's say a shape appears out of the mist, for example, some figure. So we have to similarly try to discover it. What exactly did you ask, Almata?
I heard that yesterday that you spoke about how true overcoming is to happen easily. For that, you need to place yourself under the influence of the light. So how to do it?
The truth is that if we don't disconnect from the society and try with all our might to nevertheless remain connected to the society, then we shorten our way to a state where we can finish all the corrections very quickly. Because by wanting to see everything through the connection in the 10, then we are already in the system and we don't run around and look for how else we can get there until it takes years until we give up and come to a state where, well, I have no choice. I still have to surrender to the conditions that the Kabbalists wrote for me, and I read about them from the beginning, but I didn't want to implement. The main problem is the work in the 10. And again, there are people who understand it very quickly. But afterwards, they dry out. Some people don't want to accept it under any circumstances. And then they're still, well, in short, this is the problem. The whole problem is only in the environment. That's why, look how many excerpts are written about it. And meaning we need to see before we look for the Creator, we need to see that we organize, arrange between us a vessel in which we search for the Creator, which is the group. And if we're drawn to the Creator without the group, it's not spirituality, it's not reality, real reality. It is our fantasies, philosophy, etc. So first and foremost, there has to be a clear vessel in our hand, which is the 10. And annulment before the 10, connection with the 10 as much as possible, more and more. And then, if I feel in my gut, in my heart, in my mind, how connected I am to them, to that extent, I can already understand the essence of the excerpts we are reading, and in that way, advance. The states here are not simple. We have to not hear them, but realize them, implement them. Mac 3.
Доброе утро, Раф. Мировое кли. Кто устанавливает, что та или иная ситуация...
Hello, Raf, World Kli. Who determines that one situation or another are actually a disturbance? Is it myself or the friends in the 10?
Of course, the 10 determines everything. And I have to, even if I'm 100% certain that I'm right, if they have a different opinion, it's better if I accept this opinion, heart and soul, without any doubts. And in this way, we will advance. And likewise, each and every one must yield, must surrender himself before the 10. This is the most important. This is really my vessel. The 10 is my vessel, also my instrument. And being in this vessel is done only by self-annulment. So, which is more important, my opinion or the 10's opinion? No doubt that the opinion of the 10 is 100% correct, important, as opposed to zero importance of my opinion. and it cannot be that we, how should I put it? It cannot be that we are smart, understanding more or not. If there is a 10, the 10 is more important than each. Now we have to shift to the next state. To shift to the next state, we are shown from above, the Creator shows us from above, another level of coarseness, additional coarseness, and we fall because of this additional coarseness. And in this way, we... when we fall, we acquire new vessels, new coarseness. And if we overcome this coarseness, these disturbances, we rise to the next degree. So the ascent to the next degree consists of two primary main actions: acquiring new coarseness, which is revealed, which is the revelation of the next state, how I have to rise from this degree to the next degree, and then the reception of the light that influences this coarseness and turns this coarseness into refinement. And that's how we ascend. And there was evening and there was morning one day. The spiritual ascent always comprises a period of darkness and a period of light. Okay?
Cab U5.
All right, Cab U5.
Boker Ratov, dear Rob. Question from a friend. How does our response to our brokenness change from concern for ourselves to concern for the friends? Toda.
It's done by learning and speaking among ourselves, giving each other importance, an example of importance of the society, helping one another. So each one begins to envy the others, how connected they are, how adhered they are, how they help each other, and how he is still not in it. So it's the envy that awakens in him and pushes him to connect as well. We need to develop these states in the tens and see that only in these states, through envy, lust, and honor, we can come to a state where we connect. And when we connect, we reveal the Creator. We reveal the real world.
Carmiel.
Carmiel.
Rav,
how to identify disturbances in the 10? How do I work with them?
The disturbances in the 10, I detect them by being drawn to connection with the friends. And I see all the time, and in all kinds of ways, disturbances that stop me from connecting to them. My complaints against the friends on the way to connection, these are the disturbances.
Good morning, Rav. Each and every moment, every day, I make efforts to come close to the friends. And then when I feel that I'm truly close to the friends,
I'm not asking for what I need from them. How do I overcome it?
How much are you exerting into them?
I ask for them all day long. I make actions to connect, to acquire their heart. I give everything I feel I could give. But when I come to get help, when I come to states where the Creator gives me, where I have to ask for help, I'm not asking for help from the friends. I scrutinize it in retrospect, and I understand that I needed to ask for help, but I'm not asking and I'm not getting any.
It needs to be mutual. It needs to be both in turning to them and helping them. It needs to be balanced somehow. Also, the same goes for between us and the Creator. I for my beloved, and my beloved is for me. So the same goes for the 10. Otherwise, it's not a 10. It's not a connection. A connection needs to work in both directions. There are people who want to be connected to the 10, but only give and give and give and give, and seemingly nothing to receive. And it's not good. This is not good. We have to learn how to receive as well, because this stems from the same desire to connect. You can't have connection when someone only gives. You have to build everything.
Ten. When he gets the foreign thought, he says that he does not want to make any excuses, but everything that the reason says is correct, except he is walking on the path of faith, which is above reason. It follows that the flame of faith is tied to the wick of the foreign thoughts. Thus, only now can he observe the mitzvah of faith properly. It follows that the questions have become to him as merits, since otherwise he would not be able to accept any merits from faith. And this is called rejoicing in suffering. Although he suffers from the foreign thoughts that afflict him and cause him to slander and gossip and speak badly about his work, he is nonetheless happy. He is happy about it, for only now, at such a time, he can observe in a manner of faith above reason. And this is called the joy of mitzvah.
Yeah. So precisely by having disturbances, a person has a certain grip on the state where he is. And then he goes against the disturbance. And because he has something against, like a counter, something to counter. So then he can feel how much he presses and how much the situation itself pushes him back, and then he's got a blow. This is called two pieces that connect, that by each one pressing on the boundary of the other, they, in this way, they achieve correction. Is that clear? Ita 1.
Rav, una domanda da un amico.
A question from a friend.
I disturbi fisici che talora.
How can I use the physical or corporeal disturbances that sometimes tend to crush me? When I feel I have no more strength and they crush me, how to use them correctly?
They're crushing you because you're not using them correctly. The disturbances don't come in order to bury a person under the disturbances themselves, but in order to allow him to rise, not to drop him. And it all depends on understanding the disturbances. It is called increasing holiness, not decreasing holiness. If you understand that the disturbances come from the Creator, then you have to, first of all, understand that they come in order to raise you to the level of man, to the human level. And then, so try to be on the human level, meaning similar to the Creator. Similar to the Creator is very simple. From the perspective of the system, similar to the Creator means that we connect to one another. That's it. There's nothing more than connection, in short. This is the problem. It's not just our problem, it's the problem of the whole world. The whole world will have to recognize it, that this is the biggest virus. Ours, and in general, that it is our ego. It is the force that obstructs our connection. There is nothing else that's bad in the world, nothing else we need to do. Then try to settle in the environment, meaning in the group, and see how these disturbances operate on the group. If not on the group, then you have nothing to worry about. It's just you're just imagining that they are disturbances. You don't even need to pay attention to them. Spiritual disturbances are the ones that disconnect from the friends, that cause confusion in the friends. Those are the ones you need to pay attention to, particularly. And they are like waves that Rabbi Akiva talked about at sea. So you need to sit on the board and lower your head, and that way reach ashore. That's the first condition, lower your head. Okay.
Thank you.
What?
No, Mach 6.
Mach 6.
Раф, в отрывке было написано, что пламя веры связано с фитилем чуждой мысли. Как зажечь пламя веры в десятке?
It was written in the passage that the flame is tied to the candle flame.
It's all work. How I believe in the group. Make efforts to connect to them and to understand that in the connection with them, you can reveal the Creator. That Creator that you want to reveal, the eternal upper world that you want to reveal, it is in your connection with the friends. That is where it has to be revealed. Now it's concealed from you. And instead of this, you feel indifference, a distance, confusion in your connections with them. Try to put this connection together as much as you can, more and more and more, until you start revealing that this connection. Let's read.
Okay, passage 11. A person should say that the fact that he is in a lowly state is not because now he has become worse. Rather, now since he wants to correct himself so that all his actions will be for the sake of the Creator, from above he is shown his true state. What is in his body, which until now was concealed.
and was not a parent. Now the Creator has revealed them. A person says about this, that it is mercy that the Creator has revealed to him the bad in him, so he would know the truth and would be able to ask of the Creator for a real prayer. It follows that on one hand, now he sees that he is far from the Creator. On the other hand, a person should say that the Creator is close to him and tends to him and shows him the faults. Hence he should say that they are mercies. This is the meaning of the words, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. That is, on one hand, he is happy and is singing about this. On the other hand, he sees that he must repent. In other words, he must ask of the Creator to bring him closer and give him the desire to bestow, which is a second nature.
Thank you, Rav. The question of a friend, he's asking, is lowering one's head means to agree with the state? Because we also say that we have to ask for forces of overcoming. How does this work out?
Lowering your head comes from a state that I try and try to connect and I can't, and then I burst out with a plea to the Creator that he will perform it. That's called the Creator will finish the work for me, because we don't have the forces of connection. We don't have the positive forces. That's why it turns out that I must reach a state that I just lift my hands up towards a connection, towards love, and then I cry to the Creator, help, that he must help me.
Moscow 1.
О каком состоянии здесь говорится, как о низком, из которого должен попросить?
What state is spoken about here? The state of lowliness. From
anything I can add a state or depict a state of connection, adhesion, correction, is a state I must correct. PT 7.
Rav, you said beforehand that we need to learn to receive from the 10, not just to give. Could it be that this means to request all the time, to be friends who are more bestowing than me?
Also, of course, I have to try and see the friends that they're more successful than me. It'll help me, first of all, to advance more. Because the main thing is that from the forces that are in us is envy.
This state that we reach, the joy of the mitzvah, is this only a state that comes at the end of correction, or is it a general state, or is it something that we fall out of and we have to come back and reach that state?
We need to see a state of happiness that it is a way to check. Are we in a good state now? If we advance, if we connect, if we did something good, so happiness is revealed. If we didn't cause good, there isn't any happiness. Meaning a feeling of happiness has to be a result of a good deed.
Barur.
Clear. Okay.
Mach 3.
Hello, Rav. Hello, World Kli. Tell me, please.
is an objection towards a friend? Does it show how much I didn't add enough in connection?
No, sometimes I reach a state that I have a complaints towards the friends, and it could be that I'm, well, that I'm right. It could be that I could be right. Because all in all, complaints towards a group, towards the friends, could be very beneficial, productive. That in such complaints, I really feel myself that I'm making the condition better, that I'm awakening them. A man will help his friends. So it can be that I am in a state that I can open my mouth towards a friend. No?
Здравствуйте. Скажите, пожалуйста, вот очень путает, как оценивать свое состояние? Тут сказано в отрывке...
Tell me, please. It's so confusing. How can I check my state? It's written here, if he feels distant, he needs to tell himself that this is the Creator caring for him to bring him closer. And the opposite, if I feel close, I also need to hold on to the opposite of this.
No, you have to feel what you feel. And first you have to determine where it came from, why it came from, and what you're doing with it. That's one thing. Second, how would you want to make the state better? That's it.
Можно еще, пожалуйста, маленький вопрос. Как вы только что говорили о радости?
Another small question, please.
Хороших на отдачу. А как
отвечать? Just spoke about joy as a result of good actions of bestowal. How can we take from this joy from bestowal of actions compared to joy from egoistic action?
If you want to check that, you can only check it in the group. You have no other way. In yourself, you will never know. You'll mistake. But in the group, yes. If it's for the benefit of the group or not, in a clear way, as much as possible, more and more, in an objective way, to check it, then you can. Is it really for the benefit of the friends and not for the benefit of yourself? For the benefit of the friends. So try, and you'll see that this mechanism will gradually develop, and you'll see that you are relating correctly to all of reality. Yep. We need to build such states between us that bring us good spirits, but not that just being happy. We're happy because we're on the path. And every day we're getting closer, even in a negative way, that we discover as much as we're not advancing. That's called advancing from the left. And in such a way, from day to day, we can go and get closer to the goal. So, talk about it between you. Let's say, try now. Soon we're going to end the lesson. Try and have a workshop. In what did we advance from yesterday to today? In what discernments? What exactly is happening in our ten? We're speaking in the tens. So what exactly is happening in the ten? How can we measure what we had yesterday and what we have today? And in such a way we can advance. As much as we have greater discernments, it's worth writing them down. It's good to have a diary of the group. And in the group's diary, we can write down what happened yesterday compared to today. And in this way, we can see our steps. It's very important.